Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Focus on Fairmont. You're listening to me and my guests this month, April, on a brand new station. They moved me over. I guess I wore them out on WSTS 100.9 across for 19 years of radio shows, 900 radio shows. So I wore them out. They moved me over to 860 AM and 97.5 FM right here from Fairmont, North Carolina. So this is the fourth show in the month of April, and I saved the best till the last. Town manager Jerome Chavis, Jerome Chestnut. I got my mind on somebody else. Jerome Chestnut is going to be bringing some information to you today. Don't know what. I never tell him what he has to talk about. We have a wonderful relationship. He talks about whatever he wants to talk about, because whatever it is important. So, Mr. Chestnut, come in here and share your wonderful knowledge with us about things that are going on or what you'd like to see going on in the town of Fairmont.
Awesome, Mr. Mayor and listeners out there. As always, it's good to talk to you, and I enjoy having these conversations with you. One of the things I wanted to talk about to all the listeners today is the fact that we're about to go into our budget season. And budget seasons are... I don't know how to really say it, you know, but it's something we go through every year with our local government. And, you know, we're going to release a schedule of budget workshops where I will be in attendance. The mayor, board of commissioners will be in attendance, and the citizens are able to attend. During these budget workshops, citizens aren't allowed to participate, but they are allowed to hear what we're talking about, to see what we're allocating funds to, discussions about water, sewer rates, tax rates, and the services that we offer. You know, my thing I wanted to share with the citizens this morning is that if you see a need out in the community that, you know, you, your neighbors, business owners, property owners want to get to the commissioners to maybe get more money put in the budget for certain activities across the town, whether it's senior activities, whether it's youth activities, code enforcement, roads being paved. This is your opportunity over the next few weeks to reach out to the mayor, have that conversation, reach out to your commissioners, and have those one-on-one conversations with really how you think the town is going. Mr. Mayor, you and I have encouraged citizens to reach out to us to have these conversations so we can factor them into decision recommendations to this board. I want us to keep pushing that. You know, we have pushed for citizens to come to planning boards, to board of commissioners meetings. We don't get a lot of attendance, you know. So my thing this year is, you know, I'm pushing our citizens to really reach out to you and other members of the board to have conversations about how the town is going and how we want to see the town go forward, and be very intimately involved in the budget season going forward, Mr. Mayor.
Well, the 26th, today is the 26th of April. If you hadn't looked at your calendar this morning, it's the 26th of April. We take this back in end of March, but this is the 26th of April. Next Tuesday night, this is a feed off right up from what Mr. Chestnut just said. Next Tuesday night at 6 o'clock, we have invited anybody who lives in the town of Fairmont to come to the Heritage Center. Don't think about we're going to run out of chairs. I got 240 chairs there. We can put 240 people in those chairs to talk about the way that the town of Fairmont operates. And obviously, a budget discussion can be fitted into that format, that meeting's format. Mr. Chestnut and I hear all day long, every day, why didn't you do this? Why don't you do this? People use Facebook for, I believe, some negative reasons, trying to ridicule or to embarrass Mr. Chestnut and the board and I because we didn't do this or we didn't do that. come to this meeting next Tuesday night, the 29th at 6 o'clock, and let us tell you why we can't do certain things. Let us tell you why the law will not permit us to do this, that, or the other, and why we want you to tell us what you'd like us to do so we can tell you, yes, we can do that, or no, we can't. Isn't that right, Ms. Chestnut?
That's right, and that leads into that conversation about how we're trying to educate our citizens on the way we do things and the why on doing things. And, you know, hopefully, you know, like you said, we got some negative publicity out there, but the town is in a good place.
Yeah, it is.
And we're inviting everyone to be part of the solution in helping our town be cleaner, to grow prosperity, to offer more citizens for offer more services for our citizens, and just to engage in these conversations about the long-term future of Fairmont. We have extended invitations to the public at every opportunity to meet with us and talk to us, and we're going to continue to do that, whether our citizens take us up on the offer or not. You know, these are some of the things that, you know, we have pushed these initiatives through YouTube, through Facebook, through in-person meetings. You know, there's absolutely no reason for someone to say, hey, I can't get in front of the town manager, I can't get in front of the board of commissioners, I can't get in front of the planning board. Those excuses are not viable because we do these meetings the same time every month. You know, we have the planning board meeting on the first Thursday at 6 p.m. at our town hall. We have our board of commissioners meeting on the third Tuesday at 6 o'clock at the Heritage Center downtown. Like you said, plenty of seating. You know, you don't have to worry about standing in a line to make a public comment. You know, you just sign up on a list and you come up and you talk to us. You know, we look forward to hearing from our citizens to let us know what concerns they have in their community about fire protection, police protection, garbage, water, sewer issues, you know, neighbor issues. You know, those are the things that we want to hear about.
Now, the last time I checked, I'm a history teacher by trade, and the last time I checked, a man named Alexander Graham Bell invented the telephone. Now, there may be somebody out there who's done more research than I have and found out that somebody did it before Bell, but Bell's the guy who gets the credit, okay? I got a phone in my office. Actually, I got two, one on my hip, one on my desk. Mr. Chestnut's got several phones. Not once do I get a call which says, I don't want to go to these meetings. I don't want to stand up. I'm embarrassed to talk in front of people. I got a personal. All you got to do is walk in the door, get in the elevator, come up the second floor. We're there. If Mr. Chestnut's not in his office, I can reach him by phone and have him come to our office, his office, my office. So don't tell me that you cannot meet with us one-on-one. That's not necessarily. I'll go to you. Call me and I'll park. I'm not going to necessarily get out of my car and go through all the trouble of getting my scooter and go up your steps and all that. But, hey, I'll go to your house. You can come to my house. I got no problem with you coming to my house and sitting in my study after I get off work at 2:30 in the afternoon. There is no reason in the world. If everybody that we've invited would come to meetings that we've invited them, we could fill up the Super Bowl. Right, Mr. Chestnut?
Yes, sir. And that's the, you know, we're not going to be able to satisfy everybody.
No, absolutely.
But to be able to listen to you and know that myself, this board, and our mayor really care about the individuals in our town is so important. You know, we, in order to grow for the future, we have to think positive. If we have, we know we have problems, but become a part of the solution. Help us. Give us insight that we may not know. We're not geniuses. We're not the Alexander Graham Bells of the world or the Thomas Edison of the world. Maybe something that you say in front of these meetings will strike an accord with myself, the board, our department heads. They will listen to you to get ideas on how we can make the town better for the future.
Yeah, that's a brilliant idea. To give you an example, I started the jobs team back in 2010 when I was mayor before. And one of the things that came out of it was, you know, it would be nice to put a billboard out on 95 to promote people on 995 going south to go through Fairmont. That billboard is out there. It's been out there 15 years. And that's because somebody came up with an idea. How about let's have a job fair? Bring people in and let them talk to the public about jobs. We have job fairs, 81 of them since 2010. So creative ideas, we'd love to hear them. If you got a better idea than what we're doing on a certain thing, it'll save the town money, or it won't cost that much money, or we can afford it, or it makes sense, or it'll get people jobs, or it'll make the town better, hey, bring it on. We have there's not another town our size in the state of North Carolina. I'd bet my house and my car and everything that I have on this. I'm serious.
Most definitely.
I bet there's nobody in this state does more to promote encouraging citizens to come to the government and meet with them than the town of Fairmont. I bet my life on it.
And not only that, Mr. Mayor, we have gone to the point of working with property owners to find businesses and talk to businesses and meet them at those locations and say, hey, why don't you come to Fairmont? Why don't you offer our citizens this product or this services so they do not have to travel to other places to spend their hard-earned money?
Absolutely.
We want their tax dollars spent here in Robeson County and in the town of Fairmont. We don't want our citizens to spend their hard-fought money on using gas to go to other places to get products and services. We have empty business spaces. And if you have ideas of what we think we need, you know, we can reach out to business owners with empty spaces to try to get them filled to offer a product or service that our citizen needs.
I'm going to give you a perfect example in closing. I just had last week on as my Gate Radio guests, Randolph and Natasha Washington, who own and operate Zabaran's restaurant in downtown Fairmont. They mentioned when I gave them the opportunity during the conversation, 15-minute show, tell me about your menu. And they started down the thing, hamburgers and French fries, homemade French fries, blah, blah, blah. Whiting fish sandwiches. I said, ho, stop. Real whiting fish sandwiches? Absolutely. Tartar sauce on it? Absolutely. Why would I drive from Fairmont to Lumberton to a restaurant where I normally get my fish sandwiches in the past and pay $6 when I can go right downtown Fairmont and support the Washingtons for whatever it is that they charge, and it'd be a great fish sandwich? That's the point. Take that little simple example and blow it up on a larger scale, and that's what Mr. Chestnut and I are trying to tell you. Why go somewhere else when you can get it right here in Fairmont and open a business and provide it to people here in Fairmont? That's what we're about.
Most definitely. And just to take it a step further, we want our citizens to visit our businesses in town. Have conversations with these businesses, you know, business owners, and say, hey, have you ever thought about serving this or selling this?
Right.
You know, because I'm always going to South. There's a lot of our citizens that go into South Carolina and get things and come back. Talk to our business owners here. See if they'll be willing to carry the product or service that you want on their shelves or through their employees.
I'm going to throw this out there now. Somebody out there got to be listening to this. If you want to run with it, I'll work with you privately. Have anybody out there ever decided or thought about opening up not a full pizzeria, but a place that serves individual sliced pizzas?
Yes,
like
sir.
In New York City, when you can walk in off the street in a bodega and get a slice and a Coke. And that's what they call it, a slice and a Coke, and they fold it up, and that's the way people in New York eat pizza. Is anybody, not one place, and I'm not trying to take away anything from Fairmont Pizza, not one bit, but you can't get a slice in Fairmont Pizza unless you buy the whole pie.
That's right.
Anybody ever thought about opening up a restaurant? I'll be there every day getting me a slice and a Coke. Have a little place for everybody to sit down, have a little conversation. I think it'd be a nice little restaurant. Those are the kind of things that Mr. Chestnut and I are talking about. Innovative, creative, unique, different. We love you. How about that, Mr. Chestnut?
Most definitely, Mr. Mayor. We're all in.
Absolutely. Thank you all for listening, and we'll be back next month with a whole bunch of stuff coming to you live Fairmont, on the hookup. Bye-bye.